Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to Captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer, data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net. On Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and on Twitter at Coach Jan Shaw. Today is the 27th of April, 2024, and the title of today's show is Weird Happenings in London. KM lost the war. Are viruses real? And we've had some really bizarre things happening in London. You may have seen it in the news. I'm not sure whether it was reported on in the US, but certainly it's all been all over the UK papers. And it was, as I say, a very weird situation. I'm going to just follow some threads on X for this, because if you go to the mainstream media, you're not going to get a proper interpretation of what happened. And even articles I've searched on the subject from supposedly the truth media, I still wasn't very impressed by the way it was reported on. So this is Ariel again. I've shared his threads before, and his handle is at Proletario with a number one at the end. And it reads, "Behold a pale ... On St. George's Day, April 23rd, two horses ran loose, one white horse covered in blood and one black horse that ran alongside it uninjured. The white horse, likely representing the horse that St. George is traditionally depicted as riding when slaying the dragon, which would be the beast. This is, of course, based on Christian allegory. So when you go to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, you'll see a passage from verse 11 onwards that conveys something interesting. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit upon them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. When you read this, doesn't it sound like a great battle took place and the evil forces were slain in a victorious fashion? I want you all to focus on verse 20, and that was, and the beast was taken, etc. Because we know the beast is a reference to the Antichrist, Satan, and the false prophet who uses miracles and deceit in support of Satan's plans. The mark of the beast is a reference to those who have received the mark of Satan or the Antichrist, indicating their loyalty to it. Those who receive the mark of the beast and worship Satan are then taken and cast into a lake of fire, which symbolizes their destruction. The mark is anything that shows their allegiance to Satan, so it's not just a chip, tattoo, number, or object. When you indulge in something faithfully that goes against God to the point of no return, then you are marked. Now, Ariel then goes into a long analysis based on the number 33, because he says that the horse ran 3.3 miles. Well, the reports that I've seen don't say that. I've seen a 6 miles reported. And also, I pulled up an article from The Independent that talks about them running approximately 5 miles. Now, I'm not a great fan of The Independent because it's actually the opposite of what they are. But I thought I'd just share what they've reported because it'll give you some kind of context to what actually happened. Before I go there, I'll just read the conclusion from Ariel. When you read the verses in Revelation after the beast is slain, don't you establish your world on top of one that has been defeated? Who would this army be? Would it be so far-fetched to think this is the US military who will represent the storm? Of course, other military around the world will be included in this. And I do believe it's symbolic. And in fact, when you see the photograph or the video of the horses running through the streets of London, the blood on the white horse, it looks more like paint. And many people have commented to that effect. So what The Independent reported is, where did the 5 loose London horses go during their run across the capital? And it says several loose horses caused mayhem on the streets of London on Wednesday after becoming spooked during a routine rehearsal. Now, I would hasten to add that these are horses from the Household Cavalry, apparently, and they are so highly trained to work in the streets of London, in the capital, and therefore they are probably what we call the most bomb-proof horses ever. It's just bizarre. And the story was that this spooking was caused by some construction being done where they dropped construction materials from a height. But the whole thing is bizarre. 4 people have been taken to hospital following the incident, as at least 2 of the horses running several miles across the capital. Footage shows the animals, one covered in blood, as I say, it looks more like paint, colliding with vehicles, with at least one report of a collision with a person. The 2 horses are believed to have travelled from Belgravia near Buckingham Palace all the way to the East London area of Shadwell. At around 11 a.m, an army spokesperson said a number of military working horses became loose during routine exercise this morning. All of the horses have now been recovered and returned to camp. A number of personnel and horses have been injured and are receiving the appropriate medical attention. And here is the full timeline of the horses' movements. Belgravia between 8 a.m. and 8:25 a.m. 4 soldiers are dismounted after 5 horses are spooked during a rehearsal in Belgravia, central London. This area is located between Hyde Park Barracks, which hosts the stables where most of the Household Cavalry horses are kept, and the Horse Guard near Whitehall. An army spokesperson has said that one serviceman was responsible for 2 horses, explaining the additional horse. Just before 8:25 a.m., one serviceman is severely injured after his horse collides with a car on Buckingham Palace Road, throwing him to the ground. The London Ambulance Service arrives on the scene promptly. At least two horses, one white and one black, then begin to run towards Buckingham Palace. On the way, one collides with a parked tour bus, causing serious damage. It is thought this is how the white horse sustained the injury seen in footage and images. The Strand, between 8:30 a.m. and 8:35 a.m., after running past Buckingham Palace, the two horses speed down the mall towards the Strand, covering nearly 2 miles in around 5 minutes. Marking their way around Aldwych, the black horse collides with a taxi outside of a coffee shop. A black horse collides with the London taxi after bolting down the A4 near Aldwych. Both continue down Fleet Street when one hits a person on the corner of Chancery Lane. An ambulance is called and the person has been taken to hospital. Both horses run without reported incident for about 20 minutes, covering 2.6 miles as they head into East London. The most likely route would have seen them pass landmarks such as St Paul's Cathedral and Tower Hill. They are spotted again at 8:55 a.m. near St George's Leisure Centre, Shadwell. They travel only a little further into the Tower Hamlets neighbourhood until they stop on Glamis Road near the Rotherhithe Tunnel. It is here that police are able to capture the two horses, with footage showing the white horse being ushered into a mobile horse box, seemingly with a broken leg. The total distance the two horses covered is an estimated 5 miles, with police confirming that all the horses are now accounted for. Back to X, and there's a comment from Qubit, Q-U-B-I-T, Twit, saying, on a side note, even though this is more than likely human-generated and not AI-generated, it looks like there's paint on the white horse, just my observation. And Ariel responds, however you look at this, it's very symbolic, especially for it to happen on that day, paint or not. Why? Because it's being reported as such by media as an injured horse, surely not from battle, but it plays into the legend of the story, and we know 99% will believe it to be such regarding its supposed injury. Because even then, the literal story is looked at as mythical itself, the symbolism of St. George conquering evil or darkness, represented by the dragon, still resonates and is commemorated today on St. George's Day. People emotionally ponder about the meaning and deeper spiritual or cultural meanings behind this ancient legend beyond the surface level tale. Someone else comments, and this is by Jay on Twitter, or X, I should say, Behold a Pale Horse, which is a book, or is a book, written by Bill Cooper or William Cooper. Bill Cooper, former United States Naval Intelligence briefing team member, reveals information that remains hidden from the public eye. This information has been kept in top secret government files since the 1940s. His audiences hear the truth unfold as he writes about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the war on drugs, the secret government and UFOs. St. George is the patron saint of Russia, and his image appears on their national coat of arms and presidential standard, also on the flag of Moscow City and one or two others. St. George, he is depicted on horseback in military dress, slaying the dragon, a snake, representation of evil. This icon is linked to the spread of apocryphal legends, according to which, in a city in Asia Minor, there lived a dragon or snake, which a young human life was fed to daily. The shield of St. George the Victor serves as the Moscow city shield since the 15th century, even without interruption, and is added to the coat of arms as a symbol of the capital. Well, 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 what's in the soccer ball? And this relates to when Putin handed Trump the soccer ball, saying the ball is in your court, when they met in Helsinki. centuries and centuries of battles, St. George's Day victory. And it's got images here of that handover of the soccer ball to Trump. And I do believe they have been working together. And some people suspect that there was a USB drive or something like that in the football that has everything that reveals the deep state, which, of course, we know Trump says we have it all. So maybe that was part of what they have. Neville Papperman says all signifying greater disclosure. I think so. The horse was let loose intentionally, we assume, just like the AI photo of Kate and the Grim Reaper figure at the coronation, all pointing towards dominoes falling. And he actually includes a video of the naked guy or young man who was filmed escaping from a room at Buckingham Palace down some sheets that he'd tied together. And I mean, they've tried to debunk this, saying, oh, it was, you know, filming for a TV series or something, which of course it wasn't. Some people have said it looks rather like CGI or AI or something with the horses, because it seemed like when they were galloping through the streets, there was very little reaction from the people in the film. You know, taxi cabs and motorbike riders who didn't seem to be reacting at all to the sight of these horses. So it's decidedly weird, as I said in the title. But I think anybody that's awake is also picking up on the symbolism of all this. The Yorkshire Lass on X, she also posts, so today there's a stabbing in a school in Wales. Big Ben clock stopped today, 24th of April, with the hands stuck at 9 a.m. and the wrong number of bongs or beats sounded. The Elizabeth Tower clock appeared to stop for about an hour before showing the correct time again at 10:15 a.m. Big Ben's bongs also sounded 11 a.m. at 10:06 a.m., despite the hands of at least two of the clock faces showing 9 a.m. Big Ben malfunctioned by beating 11 times at 10:06 a.m. We can see 9:11 and 10:06 a.m. Drop 10:06, of course this is Q drop. We are under attack, war, no deals, Q. Then UK, rogue failure, POTUS decline, prepared at all costs, count your beats, Q. Today, just after Big Ben malfunctioning with the wrong beats and shitloads of comms, we've seen a white horse and a black horse belonging to the household cavalry cause chaos in London with the white horse covered in blood. As I say, there's speculation that it wasn't real blood. Fake King Charles is the Colonel-in-Chief of the Household Cavalry. Revelation 6:8 says, and I looked and behold a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death, and Hades followed him. And they were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by wild beasts of the earth. Yesterday, the 23rd of April 2024, which adds up to 17, interestingly, the number of the letter Q, was St. George's Day. St. George rode on a white, pale horse when slaying the dragon. The coat of arms of Moscow depicts a horseman on a white horse with a spear in his hand, slaying a basilisk, and is identified with St. George and the dragon. Weeks before 9/11, William Cooper, author of Behold a Pale Horse, predicted on a radio show that a false flag terror attack would happen. On the 5th of November, remember, remember, which of course refers to the Guy Fawkes gunpowder plot, 2001, Cooper was assassinated by the CIA. Today is the 24th of April, which is the 11th of April on the Julian calendar, 11/4. 11/4 is in drop 34, the number we are seeing a lot of right now. Drop 34 tells us about the military taking over and the emergency broadcast system, EMS, will be initiated to send direct communications to the masses. The White Hats are giving us the heads up that a 9/11 style false flag attack is coming and a lot of hard truths are going to be revealed. With the events that have happened today in London, something is definitely building with the exposure on the satanic royals. Anyone seen Kate yet? Big credit and thanks to all the Anons working together on my Telegram channel today. Amazing digs, you guys rock. In response, Anonymous writes, not to mention a black horse and a bloodied white horse, allegedly same horses that were ridden symbolically with a black flag the weekend a leading Rothschild died, galloped untethered through London this morning. To me, it seems like there's a lot of symbolism going on here. And of course, we know that Q said symbolism will be their downfall. But I do believe the White Hats are using this symbolism to really give a heads up to the awakened people that there's something pretty big going on at the moment. There are also some odd things going on still with the royal family. In that tweet or ex post by the Yorkshire Lass, she mentioned about, you know, where's Kate? Well, she also reported fake King Charles's funeral plans, Operation Menai Bridge, reportedly being updated after cancer diagnosis. She calls him Tampax Charlie. If you don't know what that means, it harkens back to when Charles was still married to Diana and he sent this really obnoxious message to Camilla Parker Bowles at the time, who is now the Queen, God forbid, saying he wished she was a Tampax insider. I mean, come on, this is just gross. Anyway, that's why she referred to Tampax Charlie. His health conditions are progressively deteriorating, leading Buckingham Palace officials to keep a regularly updated plan for his impending funeral, preparations for which started the day after Queen Elizabeth was buried, insiders said. The 75-year-old satanic paedophile has remained largely out of the limelight since announcing his cancer prognosis in February, to hide his declining condition. He is really unwell, more than they are letting on, as a source described as an old friend of the royal family told the outlet. Looks like Jimmy Savile's best mate, WEF member and advocate for the New World Order, King Charles' death announcement for the normies is imminent, hopefully with no state funeral, as much is going to be revealed about the evil Nazi royals. I was hoping for an arrest, but death by hanging will do. And she says again, anyone seen Kate? And it's a New York Post article with the headline, King Charles's funeral plans reportedly being updated regularly after cancer diagnosis. He is really very unwell. And of course, we know it's not Charles. I mean, he looks different. It's not the same person. But also, it was rapidly followed by a report in another newspaper, I can't remember which one it was now, saying that Charles was returning to royal duties this coming week. So that may have been a counterplay against this article. So that's weird. Now, people were commenting that there was no photo published of Prince Louis, one of Kate and William's sons, whose sixth birthday it was the other day. And then interestingly, a picture appeared in an official picture, supposedly taken by Kate, which many people on the truth side have been saying it looks like another fake. And normally Kate would appear in the birthday picture, but she hasn't been included in this one. So there's really suspicious stuff going on. And I think we know from, you know, Trump's original visit to the UK was that he got the capitulation of the Queen And there's a lot out there about the fact that the royals are connected with all these pedophiles. So I think there's more and more revelations coming. And in fact, I watched a video, it's an hour-long video, that was posted on X by Mark Atwood. And it's almost an hour, the video. So I'm going to very quickly just give you highlights from it. Mark writes, "Is this Satan's Al Capone moment? It has taken a former British police officer, Gary Waterman, to finally uncover and expose irrefutable evidence linking the UK government and many other governments to the biggest problem on earth right now, child trafficking. Worse than that, it links to satanic ritual abuse, the glue that holds this fake society we live in together. Gary has done this by uncovering huge fraud through Companies House, a fraud that links names like Jimmy Savile, Ghislaine Maxwell, Max Clifford, Richard Branson, and many politicians, including Rishi Sunak, to these crimes against humanity, a fraud that is being ignored by all MPs and all UK police. It's time to absorb this knowledge, look into the evidence and share it everywhere. It is time for humanity to awake from its slumber because this affects every single one of us, all the way through the fraudulent financial and taxation systems that hold us in place as slaves. They are mocking you, they are murdering you, and they are murdering our children. With God on our side, we have nothing to fear, and we must push through this to see justice served to these criminals." And he shares a link to where the evidence is recorded. "The very obvious and clear fraud is the forgery of the register for some companies found on the overview page against their incorporation document found within the filing history, but also frequently includes the forgery of companies' incorporation documents. Betsy Limited is one example of this as it relates to the Betsy Cadwalder University scandal, where £122 million of taxpayers' contributions appeared to disappear. Some examples to look at where the forged register against document has happened are Barclays PLC, London Weekend Television Limited, Vista Limited and London Law Agency, but it is happening right through the research. The illegality continues where companies registered in this way use their company names on other companies' incorporation documents and means that these companies should also never have traded. I have said for many years that it is the crimes against the children which will unite us all against the wiles of the devil, and now is the time to see if this will become true. Therefore, put on the full armour of God so that when the day of the evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And it goes into how these illegally registered companies have links to all these people he'd mentioned, like Jimmy Savile, Ghislaine Maxwell, Max Clifford, Richard Branson, who all have been related to child trafficking, obviously Epstein Island and so on. And basically he's saying that all the police departments are complicit because he's been trying to get investigations into these things and to no avail. And he's basically saying we as the people need to start to stand up against this, to make sure that these people are taken down. So it's another interesting development, and it affects not just the UK. There are links to the US as well. And so it's just more and more of this reveal of the real depth and breadth of the corruption and the evil that has been going on in the world. And, you know, it's when it's brought into the light that these things are removed, dealt with, and so on. So all is well. It's also worth remembering that historically the crown has been kind of the head of the snake behind all of this through the British Empire and goodness knows what else. And of course, Charles himself has admitted that he's descended from Vlad the Impaler, who of course was the character in the novel Dracula by Bram Stoker. So is it any wonder that these people are horrific satanic pedophiles and murderers? Now on to Ben Fulford's weekly report of the global situation, in which he talks about the topic I mentioned in the title, that the KM have lost the war. The weekly report title is Fake US Government Buys a Week of Time with Bitcoin Fraud and by Stealing Russian Assets. The pedo blackmailed and bribed acting troop that pretends to be the US government just bought itself a little more than a week's survival time by means of outright crime. The Rothschild stroke Rockefeller owners of the US corporation did this by fooling many people with real money to invest in a hallucination of their creation known as Bitcoin. They also stole money Russian earned by selling real products such as gas and oil. However, since the US corporation is burning through $1 trillion every 100 days, it means the $95 billion bribery bill they just passed only bought them a little over a week of time. Incidentally, since this report came out, it's reported that Russia is actually going to seize from JP Morgan Bank the funds that were held in the sanctions against them. And apparently they're going to get this money back in the millions. And it's even been reported now that it might be billions. So that's interesting. House Speaker Mike Johnson, the traitor who passed the bill, is a brainwashed Christian Zionist completely compromised by the KM deep state. Johnson is now finished politically, as are the rest of the Satanist slave politicians. The problem with the Satanists is that while they are the best liars in the world, lies do not reflect reality. The reality is that in the physical world of things and people, the tide has turned and their central bank fraud is ending. A chart shows Chinese US government bond sales are causing US interest rates to rise and the US real economy to implode. The Chinese make money by selling real things and have pulled the plug. This is draining the lie-based US swamp. As the money drains away, more and more big lies are being exposed. Take NASA, not a space agency. NASA in Hebrew means to deceive. The evidence is now overwhelming that NASA is a giant con job. NASA is a $26 billion a year fraud supported by murder and bribery. And he shows several images. The first picture is of astronauts on the moon without oxygen masks. And there's a photo that NASA took from a landscape in Bulgaria, turned it red and called it Mars. The 1976 movie Capricorn 1 is almost certainly based on a true story of an astronaut who exposed the fraud of moon travel and led to the end of manned trips to the moon. Other frauds continue, though. The war in Ukraine and the so-called fighting between Iran and Israel are cases in point. The $60 billion the KM plans to send to Ukraine will be mostly spent on buying stockpiles of old weapons to send to the synagogues there for resale on the world's arms markets, according to Russian FSB sources. It is about provoking Ukraine into further hostilities down to the last Ukrainian, putting guaranteed money in the pockets of the US, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters. The $28 billion of money for Israel is being spent on bribes, as well as such things as the provably fake recent Israeli missile attack on Iran. And it shows a headline, "No missile attack on Iran. Tehran says explosion in Isfahan due to activation of its air defense system." The $9 billion sent to Taiwan is being spent mostly on bioweapons operations in Taiwan, intended to kill off a large percentage of China's population. That is why China hasn't released death and cremation data since the massive COVID-19 outbreak in December 2022, when the CCP suddenly abandoned all restrictions. In a sign the attack is really severe, developers in China have created and begun testing cadaver collecting machines. The Chinese are fighting back. They have already kicked the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers out of their financial system. That is why the days of million-dollar analyst jobs in the securities industry in China look to be all but gone. They can't get the big paychecks because the owners of the stock markets no longer control China's economy. China is also making big military moves. This week, over 180 high-level naval representatives from 29 countries, including Australia, Cambodia, Chile, France, India, Indonesia, Japan, South Korea, Russia, the US, Pakistan, and the UK, are gathering in China to coordinate the ongoing international takedown of the Khazarian mafia. Think about it. The Russian, Chinese, UK and US navies, etc. are all cooperating against a common enemy. This is why the attempts to use Iran and Israel to start World War III failed miserably. Instead, a decapitation operation against the KM is continuing. We have confirmed that Klaus Schwab Rothschild, the head of the World Economic Forum and the UN, has been removed as part of this battle. The other people targeted for termination include Bill Gates, Hillary Clinton Rockefeller, John Podesta Rockefeller, Barack Obama Hitler, Mike Pompeo, and the other usual suspects, according to MI6, Russian FSB, and Asian secret society sources. It will continue until the KM loses the ability to replace these people with avatars and thus control the power centers they represent. Many high-level members of the KM have also now defected to the Global White Hat Alliance, including Christine Lagarde, president of the European Central Bank, according to MI6. The battle is also raging intensively over control of the Bank of Japan and the entire Japanese political system. This is why there have been massive demonstrations in Japan against the WHO's attempt to use a pandemic treaty to impose totalitarian world dictatorship. Family members of people who died after being vaccinated are suing the Japanese government. More importantly, this is being reported in the mainstream news, including government-owned NHK. The KM is trying to keep its control over Japan with assassinations. On Saturday, the Khazarian mafia killed the Japanese military delegation that was supposed to go to the talks in China and blamed it on a helicopter crash, according to Japanese military intelligence sources. There will be retaliation, Asian secret society sources promise. In the end, Japan will become an independent country again for the first time since 1863, and there will be a new emperor, Japanese resistance sources say. There will also be new governments in the Anglo-Saxon world, which will become independent of the KM for the first time since 1066. First, though, the current power structure will have to implode. That implosion is happening at an accelerating pace, and all the fake government can do about it is lie. An example of this lying came as pizza aficionado and White House senior advisor John Podesta Rockefeller threatened to reimpose oil sanctions on Venezuela after a six-month reprieve. The truth is, the Rockefellers traded frozen Venezuelan funds for oil, And as soon as Venezuela got all its money back, it stopped sending oil. That is why the US has now fully drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. When the Americans run out of gasoline, it will be blamed on Venezuela, etc. In another example, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says he won't cut interest rates despite inflation remaining at 2.8% in March, because he knows the inflation numbers are fiction. What is really happening is there is hyperinflation in the US and Canada, and the fake Biden administration is covering this up with completely fake economic data. You have gasoline prices that rose 6.3% in March magically fall by 3.6% thanks to, quote, seasonal adjustments, end quote. Here is another example of outright fakery. Below is the number of initial filings for unemployment insurance. How is this statistically possible? 5 of the last 6 weeks, the exact same number. Effectively, the same number in the last 11 weeks, except for the holiday weeks, President's Day and Easter. Consider the US is a $28 trillion economy. It has 160 million workers. Initial claims for unemployment insurance are state programs with 50 state rules, hundreds of offices, and 50 websites to file. Weather, seasonality, holidays, and economic vibrations drive the number of people filing claims from week to week. Yet this measure is so stable that it does not vary by even 1,000 applications a week. In more evidence, the numbers are fake. There is a 9 million person gap between employment and payrolls when they should be the same. You also have unemployment numbers looking good thanks to adding millions of part-time illegal workers, even as Americans born in the US lose jobs. Tucker Carlson explains the 20-plus million illegal immigrants being given government jobs are in America to help the fake government stay in control. He is right. This is the reality. In the entire history of the United States, we have never witnessed an urban collapse of this magnitude. Rapidly rising levels of crime, homelessness, and migration have transformed many of our inner cities into extremely dangerous places. As a result, thousands upon thousands of businesses have left our core urban areas in search of greener pastures. So now there is lots and lots of commercial real estate space that is sitting empty, and commercial real estate prices have absolutely plummeted. Last month, commercial real estate foreclosures in the state of California were up 405% compared to the same month last year. A vacant office building in downtown St. Louis just sold for $3.6 million, a nearly 98% discount from its 2006 sales price, signaling a concerning course for the Midwestern city's downtown area. Speaking for the majority, a Canadian woman cries out for help. People have nothing to eat. People are homeless. Canada is not the place it used to be. I don't even want to go shopping anymore. They have destroyed this country. Where do we go from here? We need to stop paying taxes. She's right about the taxes. As the woman in the video notes, Canadians are paying 46% of their paychecks in income taxes. People have never made more money and been less poor. We have the worst economic growth per person in the G7. This hasn't happened since the Great Depression. People don't even have an incentive to go to work or work overtime. This is not through incompetence, it is treason. It is clear the government of Justin Trudeau is engaged in high treason, which is punishable by death. Among other things, this government just tried to murder a large portion of its population. The same is true in the US. People voting for Joe Biden is like a chicken voting for Colonel Sanders, says conservative activist Vince Everett Ellison, expressing the view of most Americans. This is not an exaggeration, as this headline shows. Confirmed, researchers reveal COVID mRNA vaccines contain component that suppresses immune response and stimulates cancer growth. If you still don't think the entire COVID-19 vaccination plot was not an attempt at mass murder, ask yourself why COVID-19 testing facilities display the mark of Anubis, the Egyptian god of death. Also, why does AstraZeneca mean weapon that kills? Danielle Smith, the Premier of Alberta, Canada, is the first major elected politician in the world to issue a heartfelt apology to the unvaccinated for crimes perpetrated against their human rights by the government during COVID lockdowns. "I can apologise right now. I'm deeply sorry," she said, "for anyone who was inappropriately subjected to discrimination as a result of their vaccine status. I'm deeply sorry for any government employee that was fired from their job because of their vaccine status, and I welcome them back if they want to come back." Florida, meanwhile, has declared mRNA vaccines are illegal bioweapons. Others are still in denial or are actively trying to cover up their crimes. For example, the US NIH is refusing to release additional information about an agreement it reached over a COVID-19 vaccine that has earned it at least $400 million. The WHO's head psychopath, Tedros Ghebreyesus, calls on young people to raise their voices to counter the lies that are undermining the WHO pandemic agreement on social media. The terrorist WHO head, Tedros, is really desperate to get his world control agreement passed. He is failing, as you know. He will be one of the first to go before military tribunals if he is not apprehended by a very angry mob and strung up from a tree branch first, a Pentagon source promises. Then you have Bill Gates, whose net worth increased by over $30 billion between 2019 and 2022, denying the so-called conspiracy theories that he profited from the COVID pandemic, profits from vaccines in general, or that vaccines, instead of saving millions of lives, actually are bad for children. The KM are desperately trying to keep this control grid in place. On Monday, the House finalised procedural business on a bill to reauthorise the nation's warrantless surveillance powers under the Pfizer Act, which Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat Oregon, called one of the most dramatic and terrifying expansions of government surveillance authority in history. They can watch us all they want, because right now they are like a goat tied to a tree watching the tiger that is approaching. They are trying to move from economic strangulation to outright imprisonment. Scotland was the first to impose a KM-mandated law to put people in jail for saying sex differences are a biological fact. The result is that Scottish First Minister Humza Yousaf's popularity has nosedived since the introduction of the ridiculous hate crime law that caused police to receive over 8,000 reports in 1 week. And I have to say, most of them were against his earlier speech saying there were too many white people in Scotland, of all things. The same thing will happen to any other KM slave government that tries to impose criminal penalties on people who say women have vaginas and men have penises. The people are fighting back. Individuals like Bill Maher have proven to be incredibly valuable in the information war. These type of red pills coming from one of their own wakes up exponentially more normies. It turns out for paedophiles in Hollywood, it's a small world after all. 26 million views in 14 hours. This is huge. Thanks, Bill, for sharing your insight, a Mossad source comments. The attempt to start World War III with provocations in the Middle East and Ukraine are also failing. This doesn't feel like war. It feels like a PR battle with drones and missiles, a Mossad source comments about the recent Iran-Israel moves. As things stand, Israel has lost any international support it ever had. Last week, half of the people gathered in the UN Security Council chamber left before the speech of the permanent representative of Israel. Nobody wanted to hear a load of nonsense. Here is an example of this nonsense. Netanyahu, too busy to talk to Sunak, after RAF helped repel Iranian attack. And take a look at the moron Rishi Sunak pointing to a map of Germany to talk about his two-state solution for Israel. Russia is winning both the real war and the PR battle. As a mighty power, Russia is resisting the West's interference into the domestic affairs of other countries. It doesn't matter for me where Russia is fighting global terrorism, either in Syria or in Ukraine. The foe is the same. Russia is making efforts to strengthen global stability, both in the political and military aspect, and it is doing this because it suffered itself, Syrian President Bashar Assad says. The Mossad source agrees and adds, Ukraine is a dead duck in the water. He is not alone. Ukraine can no longer be considered an independent country, as Kiev wholly depends on aid from the EU and the US to survive. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban says, so-called Ukrainian leader Vladimir Zelensky is a dead man walking. Talks with Zelensky are pointless for many reasons, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says. The narrative of Western countries about the need to defeat Russia doesn't so much reflect a combative move as it reflects agony and hysteria. The West understands that the formation of a new multipolar world order is underway, Lavrov adds. Russian representative to the UN, Dmitry Polyansky, says the Ukraine is an anti-Russian private military company that will now function a little longer, more money will be pocketed, more weapons stolen, and tens of thousands of Ukrainians will go to the meat grinder. But the inglorious end of the Kiev regime is inevitable, regardless of this new package and all the futile efforts of its US and NATO backers to keep it alive. Russia is head of the BRICS alliance this year, and their goal is to develop independent financial mechanisms that, if successful, will seriously question the mechanisms of globalization that are currently functioning under the leadership of the West, Lavrov says. In a hugely underreported and related development, Germany has now ditched its dependence on the KM-controlled US corporation and has linked with China and the global White Hat Alliance. Biden and practically everyone else know the whole fake US government show is about to crash and burn. The White Hat Alliance is standing by like a phoenix waiting to arise from the ashes of the US corporation as soon as it finishes imploding. On a final note, although I usually avoid giving investment advice, it is clear Africa will be one of the greatest beneficiaries of the collapse of KM rule. Here is what a Polish intelligence source has to say about Africa. Africa is larger than all of Europe, China and the United States of America combined, but in most world maps, Africa is represented in a small way to create the visual effect of a small Africa. Africa has 60% of the world's arable land. Africa has 90% of raw material reserves. Africa has 40% of gold reserves. Africa accounts for 33% of the diamond reserve. Africa is manganese, iron, wood. Africa is 3 times larger than China, 3 times larger than Europe, 3 times larger than the USA. Africa is 30.5 million square kilometers. Africa has 1.3 billion inhabitants. China has 1.4 billion inhabitants on 9.6 million square kilometers. And everyone sings to us all day long that Africa is overpopulated and we need to reduce the population. By the way, a very young population with an average age of 19, if I'm not mistaken. By 2050, Africa alone will be able to feed 9 billion people. Since African countries will soon be able to sell their resources at market prices instead of being plundered, the continent will be ground zero for the next big boom. Mother Africa's day in the sun is coming. I don't have many minutes left now, but I did want to bring up this question of, are viruses real? And it's been on my radar for quite some time to look into the germ theory, and this is to do with whether viruses and illnesses are actually caused by a virus. And given that even with COVID-19, there was never a virus isolated. And the exposé actually reported on this, and it links to a Substack of Kyle Young's titled The Secular Heretic. And it's embedded in this article by the exposé. This was published on the 20th. Germ warfare. The internecine battle over germ theory is ratcheting up. The existence of viruses as causative contagious agents of disease has been debated since Louis Pasteur and Antoine Bechant in the 1860s. Fast forward to the present time and we find that no virus taken from a human has ever been isolated. In fact, no one has ever seen a virus of any kind. They are all imaginary. Today, all are created in silicon, asserts Kyle Young. Yet the virus, no virus dichotomy has continued, and those most concerned about the no virus view, according to Kyle, seems to be those who have awakened enough to understand the problems associated with the current jab, lockdown, mask, closure, mandate agenda, but have not yet awakened to the fact that all of this has occurred because of an unfounded fear of viruses or germs. I've read the original paper from the Institute in Wuhan that purports to describe the COVID-19 virus. It's a reductionist nightmare involving chemicals, non-human cells and computer-generated gobbledygook, he says, continuing, the idea of whole systems biology is lost on virologists. Their income depends on perpetuating the virus myth. Indeed, the entire pharmaceutical vaccine industry depends on perpetuating this myth. Kyle Young recognizes that it is more than a myth. It is also a fear tactic. And as long as people can be convinced that viruses exist, whether natural or man-made, there will be huge profits to be made by generating fear to get people to line up for more harmful vaccines. Vaccines which make more people sick. So I don't have time to go through the rest of this. I suggest you look for the Substack, The Secular Heretic, because Kyle Young has a long article on germ warfare. And in fact, Louis Pasteur, apparently on his deathbed, admitted that his theory about germs was not true or accurate. I can't remember exactly the phrase that was used. And let's face it, the COVID-19 scamdemic was created in order to push the bioweapon vaccines. So, you know, I really have very little resistance to this idea that viruses don't exist. And I've read a little bit talking about how the symptoms of what they say is a virus are down to an internal detox of the body. So do look into that because I find it very interesting. So that's all I have time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. More reveals, more interesting stuff. Keep the vibration high because we are winning. God wins. Good always wins over evil. And that's what is playing out at the moment. And so I hope you'll join me for another Cosmic Creating show next week. We'll see what happens in the coming days. I'd like to thank Nancy for producing and Derek Condit for sponsoring Cosmic Reality Radio. And just as a reminder, you can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net. And so until next time, stay positive, stay well, and bye for now.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality, a production of CosmicReality.com.